trigger warning. As much as the work we do together is for healing and wholeness, timing is also important. This episode deals with topics that may bring up strong feelings for you right now. Please see the show notes for specifics on what this episode covers. And if it's not right for you right now, please feel free to choose another episode. Welcome to Soul Awakening with Joy Troscott. The heart behind this podcast is to be a touch point for you when you need it most. Through each episode, we'll walk through specific areas which cover the many transitions of your life journey so that we can show up in this world with more ease, grace, and flow. This is a healing episode. These episodes are a way for us to unlock higher consciousness, harnessing inner gifts to transcend adversity and embrace our authentic selves. Now, let's begin.
We're going to come into the space today to really hold a place of healing. So not just talking about the stuff that is rattling around in our energy field, but we really want to not just activate it by talking about it, we want to heal it, and we want to do this rapidly. We're going to do a little bit of that today together. We're talking about codes and the cords of suffering. Oh my gosh, are we done with suffering already? We so dearly want to be done with that little story. So my work is within the world of energy, energy alignment, energy healing, and energy releasing of the trauma and the codes and the imprints that we carry along through this life journey. And this is the work that I absolutely love to do. My base is in clinical counseling, but you know, working that way was just too slow. So working with energy is rapid, it's beautiful, it's non-reactive, it doesn't reawaken our system into trauma if we allow ourselves to come into it with a genuine, loving, gracious heart, and we open up our own energy and welcome that into our own being. And then do the releasing that actually carries backward and forward in this amazing quantum field. It's too awesome to think what we are doing simply because we choose to heal and release and let go of these codes, cords of imprints and hardship that we are carrying in our being. And for us to understand how important this is, we really got to start looking at ourselves as these energy vessels, these vehicles that hold energy frequencies. And because we can hold them, because we are generators of energy, what we decide to do with our own energy field creates a ripple effect into the magnetic field and then into the collective field and beyond and beyond and beyond. So what have we got if we don't suffer? We just want to connect into whatever it is that can help us to release. Connecting to our inner guidance is one of the ways that we can understand what it is that we are holding. And until we actually start tuning into our own being, what we're just doing is we're carrying our vehicle, this vessel of information, through this life and really literally dragging all the drama, karma, codes and cords and suffering along with us. So I have received multiple pictures and images because I really get lots of imagery and I get a lot of I hear as well. So one of the pictures that helped me to really see it very clearly is this. If you can imagine this with me, imagine that you're looking up into this clear, beautiful, dark night sky and you see all these little stars and we just know this whole universe is out there. And then we see a comet trailing across the sky and it's got this trail or this tail that tells us it's a comet. And that beautiful comet is moving towards new, open and clear space all the time. But what it has behind it is the collection of every single thing it connected into and collided with. And everything that came into its pathway is now actually pulling along behind this part of it that's moving forward. But there is this trail behind it. And what's pulling the trail is the electromagnetic field of this piece in the front that is moving forward. So here's this part pulling all this debris behind, and the trail gets longer and longer and longer. And can you imagine that if we had so much debris behind us that we would battle to even move forward? It would be hard, because that stuff now becomes a collective of energy, and then it creates its own electromagnetic field. It starts to have its own force field. And so now it's almost pulling you back as you are trying to move forward. We have this information in our electromagnetic field and in the field around us. Our body holds a lot of information, and it connects into a lot of information. But ancient memories, ancient thoughts, these are held within this field around us. So it's not there to touch or grab on, and we can't absolutely see it or understand. It doesn't have labels, and it doesn't come in little cute boxes that we can seal up. It just is hovering, the sense of hoveringness. And what happens when these energies just move around us? You can imagine them like cords. And imagine that these cords wrap and wrap and wrap around us, more and more of these cords that start to choke us and squeeze the life out of us. And these cords, we're trying to go like, but I can't move anymore. I can't get out of this. I don't know what to do to move and to set myself free, because they're becoming tighter and tighter. And I'm feeling more and more restricted and more terrified inside of this. And the problem we have is that the minute one of us attach into these cords or codes or signals or imprints of pain, what we do is we say, oh, yes, that's me being dramatic. Oh, yes, that's me being depressed. Oh, yes, I'm the one who can never do anything right. And we pull that story, which is just hovering here as a story, we pull it into us. And then we become that story. So when we finished doing this life journey, we didn't clear, we didn't get to clear, we didn't open up that space. So what has to happen with the story? It doesn't just go away. It's still the trail behind. So guess who gets it next? The next one in your line, they're going to get that story. But they're going to be another space and another generation detached from what started or instigated that story. So they've got no way of understanding the content of it. It's just a sense that makes no sense. So you will know that you're carrying baggage with you that is not yours when you overreact with it. If you find yourself really raging and screaming and going off the handle when this thing is awakened, be pretty sure that the story that you're reacting to so dramatically is not yours, but it is a deep sense that makes no sense. A sense of pain, a sense of abandonment, a sense of neglect or longing or hurt or despair, frustration or anger, fear, panic. Oh my gosh, we can go on and on and on saying what these chords are. They have names, and we've given them these cute little names like I've just said. But what they have, other than a name, they have a sense in them, an energy in them, a feeling. And the only way that we can heal something in this mind-body being is first, not to attach, and second, to be able to be willing to feel it, to heal it. Just think about at this space of time that we're in now. Those old stories don't match. At that time, they were significant. People really did have to defend themselves and protect their environments and hide away so that they could be safe. That way of connecting through our system so that we could survive, those systems that were created then were relevant at that time. So what we want to do is not shame and blame our ancestors for finding ways to manage and cope, making choices that were really horrible at this time in our lives, we would say, oh my gosh, how could they make those choices? But in that lower vibration that they were moving in, those choices were the best they could make. So the first thing we want to do here is to honor our ancestral line. And so dearly did they want us to survive, so dearly, that they imprinted a message into the energy coding. When you hear that sound, when you get that smell, and it encodes it into the sensory system, and it imprints it as memory, and that memory is passed down so that we will survive. Because if you look at all the ways that we suffer in this world and you scratch down a little deeper, you will see there is a code in there that is clawing for us to just survive. So even if we react to something or overreact to something, then we just know, okay, this is what it is. There's something that's saying, oh, I don't like this. I want to be done with this, or I'm not happy with this. If we're willing to do that, we're willing to see that and not shame and blame and disregard ourselves, and we're willing to go into where it hurts like crazy and sit there a while, we can bring profound healing into that space. If we are willing to see what it is that is being reflected to us here, and then we're willing to feel it, in that moment of feeling the content, you are connecting directly along an energy line, like an energy synaptic cord. You know, synaptic cords connect our thoughts and our brain. And imagine this is an energy synaptic cord. You can go back along that cord to the point where that pain was created. Isn't that amazing? It's a way for us to travel back through time and to move our energy now, which is a much higher frequency, along that beautiful connecting cord all the way back and heal at the point of impact that began that code. So imagine if we understood how powerful we are, we could heal all our codes like this. You do yours, I'll do mine, and we will send these radiating energies, these beams of light, all the way back into this newer sphere, into this interwoven field of energy. We will just send it back, and we just send these powerful messages out that yes, we are the carriers of all these things, these imprints, these codes, these cords, but they were the codes and the cords that were necessary for us to survive. And in survival, there is always suffering and hardship. There is always something that needs to be forgiven or let or forsaken. There is always a hardship in the energy of survival. It's not an easy process to survive. So think how far back we can go, right to the beginning of our experiencing ourselves as a human being. We can go all that way back, but only if we are willing to feel it and not attach. Not say, oh, I am this. Because the minute you attach, you jump in, and you're not this one moving forward anymore. You jump into the line behind you. You jump into the trail of the comet. Don't want to go there. Stay in the front. Stay moving forward. Stay clear. Keep looking for what is clear, what's open. If the others around you are telling you to stop being so dramatic and stop worrying so much and are you ridiculous, it doesn't apply. But for you, it feels very, very real. Because it's being passed on to you. We have the genetic code, but we also have an energetic code that is being passed on to us. And all of these imprints are there, all these signals, all these codes. And the more we worry about it, the worse it gets, doesn't it? It just gets worse. It gets tighter and tighter and tighter, and we're too scared to spend in case we won't get any more, and then we stop the flow of life. It's very, very restrictive energy. But it's to make us think we're small and we're dependent, we're reliant and we're weak and we're fragile. Oh my gosh, we're not. If we could see ourselves energetically, and as I said to you, with these cords that we are running off our system back into this quantum field, if we could see that as energy, then my treasures, we would be amazed at how beautifully we could work. No space for fear and any of this nonsense anymore. We had to be frightened to survive. We had to be vigilant to survive. But we don't have to do that anymore. Our next stop is to thrive. What is thriving to you? Be very, very vigilant about your inner space. Honestly, it's yours and you have got the right to say no to it. You have the right. Just dump it away. Honestly, we don't need it. It's just it's a game. It's such a manipulation of our free will and our sense of self. We are not these little weak, pathetic victim beings. That is not the truth. Absolutely not the truth. So thriving is opening up to nourishment to support ourselves. That's good. And our communities, that's exactly that. It's collective energy. And it is a commitment. We've got to decide. There's a pivotal choice that we are to make. And we've got to become very, very clear, because for everyone who chooses to come into a different energy frequency, a higher frequency, that is the energy of thriving and abundance. And once we claim it and hold it, it becomes available for everyone around us. It's like a portal of light, an antenna that brings a signal in so others can hear that sound. That's who we are as energy beings. And thriving permits evolving. It's got to be that way, because once we start to thrive, we uplift our frequencies. When we uplift frequencies, we can draw more into our electromagnetic field. We can generate more outward from this field, and it becomes this collective connecting healing energy that we create. It's beautiful. The ones who are reacting with fear and terror are probably going to be the ones who have these side effects that some people are seeing. So what we are feeling is an energy. And if we put our energy into something, that is the energy that we consume or bring into us. What we generate creates. So creating a really strong, confident energy field around you is going to be your best protection, mind, body, and soul. It's just perception. Let's do the healing part of it now, okay? Because this is important. We can chat about the story. Have you got the glimpse of the story, the little bits of the story? With the pieces we must know is that we've got inherited codes and cords. They do not belong to us. They were handed to us because there was this desire for us to survive. And we needed to react immediately into them so that we would survive, so we could run like crazy. And our willingness now in this time to feel these pains and not attach and not tell ourselves we're going crazy or we're just too dramatic or we're ridiculous, not be doing that and not accept that from anybody else. There is nothing that is too much of you except beauty, wonder, and light. That's the thing that is true. There is nothing else that is too much for someone else. You are perfect, just perfect. You are the very breath of the divine. How can that have any imperfection in it? You are being breathed into by the breath of the divine. That's perfect, and so are you. So let's create now. Let's open the space and let's drop into a little bit of a healing. Let your fingers have a rest now, my darlings, and relax into the space and let's bring in what we can. Take a deep breath where you are and we're going to go in to the space. Bring your energy awareness to your beautiful heart. And imagine that you could sink down into your divine and gracious heart. At first, as we enter the space of the heart, we just feel like there is a space that we are aware of. But if you can drop a little deeper into that awareness of space here around the heart, and rest there, wait there just a little while, then your heart will know that you are asking to enter into a sacred space of the heart. And when you feel a doorway open or an opening of energy that's welcoming you in, go in. Go into the sacred space. Once you enter the space, the energy here is so high, clear. So often we can feel our body tingling in this moment. Allow this tingling to awaken your cells, your memory, your being, every cell, bone, mitochondria, every nerve, tissue, and fiber. And then wait there a little while until you feel very comfortable in that space, held, loved, and supported by your own divine heart. And then take a breath and ask your being if you can go a little deeper. And then wait there until that opens up for you again and welcomes you into it. And imagine that these are doorways that are opening gently. And each time we go in and through a doorway, we are being cleansed of what it is we are holding in our energy field at this moment. Layer by layer, as we deepen down, we are gently cleansing and clearing all the static and all the debris, all the clutter and the chaos that we have been dragging along with us. Like pure chambers of light. As we enter each one, we are being cleansed, cleared, healed. In the sacred space where you are willing to go now, imagine that you sit down somewhere comfortably, that you don't have to worry to even hold your body or support in any way, and that the space is going to hold you and you're going to be comfortable and loved in this chamber of absolute light. And in the space, your heart opens with immense love and gratitude to your line that has brought you to this point of awareness. As you open up the heart and beam light rays out like sunlight, let these prismic light rays, let them move back through all time, all fields and all dimensions. Let them bring profound healing into all the ancient wounds, pains, heartaches, longings, suffering and hardship. Imagine that these are dark spaces that have been locked closed with so much shame and blame and regret. You sit in this place and you just open your heart and you beam these light shards into all these dark places of secrets, rage and anger, dread, guilt. That there is not one place that you cannot place your light. And in these dark spaces where the energies have been held and trapped are the stories, the massive stories of our storyline, our history. And all the interpretations, all the protective mechanisms, all the belief systems, and all the manipulations that were created in that time. Imagine that the light that you are radiating out and into this space is pure love. This generous energy brings compassion and kindness. To awaken this energy in those spaces that have been so terribly bereft of kindness and grace. Like light going on in a dark, dark room, many will see the light. Those who will see, and those who will hear, send this light all the way back through the quantum field. Send it through all time, fields, and dimensions. And hold this moment now sacred for you and your line. If you could imagine you standing upon a timeline, mark the point where you are. And everything that can be created now depends on what it is that you choose for you. The potential of the pathways forward. The possibilities for those to come. The structures that will be created because of this frequency. All of these massive pathways of potential. You hold yourself here, not because you're more special than anybody else, but because you are the very breath of the divine. And because your divine heart has always been seeking, yearning for something. Feel that immense love in your heart. Now bring your hands gently and touch your heart. Feel that love and that kind gift that you've sent back through time. And feel this compassion for your own life that you have been willing to feel so deeply. All your pain and hardship, suffering and longing. And feel so very grateful to your being for being willing to feel this, to know it. And because you know it, and because you can feel it exquisitely in your system, you can relay the gift of the exact opposite of that pain through these immense shards of light. To all the place of depression, radiate lightness of being. To all the places of anger and rage, radiate kindness and compassion. Everything that you have known and been willing to feel, you can heal it because you can feel it. Know that you are working beyond your mortal form, with the divine pouring into you these beautiful gifts of light and love, and your heart awakening to who you truly are. You are a divine being of light and love. Say that into your being now. Speak it as I am. I am a divine being of light and love. Claim it and hold it, and claim the space where you are standing for your line and for all life to come. We are here on the threshold, and this is a gracious time for us. May this truly bless you as you move forward in your life. Gently allow yourself to come back to the space where you are. Take a deep breath into your beautiful being. Breathe out. Relax now. May this blessing truly hold you, connect into you. May it support you and bring new pathways of great potential into your life. May the blessing of you being here be just that, an immense blessing.
Thank you for journeying with Soul Awakenings today. If this episode resonated with you and you'd like to share your experience with Joy, you will find all the links you need in the show notes. Also, please give the show a 5-star rating and leave a comment. You can also sign up to Joy's mailing list for additional resources and support. As always, it is an honor to walk this journey called life with you. Together, let's find the healing we need to find the harmony our soul seeks. Remember who you are and be the gift. The world is waiting for you. Choose and choose well.